Welcome, ladies, to the Real Estate Investor Show, providing inspiration, strategies, and insight to empower women investors to live balanced and financially free lives. Now, here are your co-hosts, Liz and Andressa.
Welcome back, ladies. This is Liz.
And this is Andressa.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Investor Show, where we are all about empowering women to live a financially free and balanced life on their own terms, right, Andressa? On what works for you and how it works for you.
Yeah, because guess what? We're not made all the same. We have so many different goals and what works for my family might not work for your family. So everything is on our own terms.
And that's just critical to share with all of you joining us for the first time. You're entering our mini-sode episode, or you're with us and you've been with us for the journey of a few years now. We do not have a one-size-fits-all. That's not what we do. We're building content in a community to serve women where they are on the journey of financial freedom, because there really is a one-size-fits-all. And there's quite a bit of noise out there that might say that. Mm-hmm. And we're just, I'm kind of like doing it the opposite way. So that's what we're all about, is really serving women. We do a mini-sode once a week, right, Andressa, where one of us kind of leads it and talks about something that's coming up for us that either speaks to like core investing strategies, business, kind of like just running your investing business as a business, not a hobby, and how to do that. So you're not the business, right? That we could step away and we really have that passive income that everyone gets involved in this business to do. And thirdly is self-care, mindset, self-care, really digging deep. And then we're not just doing this in a vacuum because women just don't do things like that in a vacuum. They're not just going to trade their time for you know, something that they don't feel passionate about. That we know that because we are women. So without further ado, we're going to talk about Andressa's dad being a feminist.
Exactly.
And I can't wait to hear about this because it's fascinating. Exactly. So we're going to jump into that here in a moment and how that relates to you on your investing journey.
Interest rates are sky high in 2023, and buying a rental property means you could get stuck with an 8, 9, or 10% mortgage rate. But what about a 2.99% rate with Rent to Retirement? Rent to Retirement has 2.99% seller financing available on turnkey properties. You heard that right. That's a seller financed 2.99% interest rate with an average cash flow of over $900 per month. Plus, they've got options where you can put as little as 5% down with no PMI. As the nation's leading turnkey investment company, Rent to Retirement helps investors build headache-free, high cash flow rental portfolios. And since their properties are fully turnkey, newly built or renovated, leased and managed, anyone can invest, even those who aren't into landlording. So what are you waiting for? This 2.99% rate deal won't last long. To learn more, visit renttoretirement.com. That's renttoretirement.com or text REI to 33777. Again, text REI to 33777.
The dream of owning a vacation home can be daunting, from finding the best guests to the maintenance to organizing the cleaners after every guest day. With Vacasa, they make that dream into a reality. As a full-service vacation home management company with vacation homes in key destinations across the U.S., they know a thing about how to make owning a vacation home easy and profitable. On top of proactive property maintenance visits by professional local teams, a hospitality-driven booking platform, and around-the-clock support, Vacasa earns homeowners an average of 20% more revenue from their vacation homes. Vacasa is always thinking of ways to simplify the vacation home owning experience by putting your home to work for you. If you're looking to make more from your vacation home, work with the reliable property manager, and finally have peace of mind, partner with Vacasa at vacasa.com/biggerpockets. That's vacasa.com/biggerpockets.
So as I will always say, here's the deal. I'll start with that.
You're going to trademark that, Andressa. Here's the deal, TM.
I was listening to a podcast as I walk or do anything that I do manual, I'm listening to something that I feel, so I feel that I'm not wasting my time. So I think I was putting a bed together and I was listening to this podcast called Men Enough. One of the hosts is Justin Baldoni. He's the director of the movie Clouds. very successful guy. And you might be asking yourself why you're listening to that and how does that relate to real estate? Well, we are the Real Estate Invest Her podcast and we serve women, right? So the more that I learn about women, feminism, I also learn about men and the pressure that both genders, all the genders, right, refer and all the genders not suffer, but are put in a box. And this men enough for a woman, for men, for, you know, any, no binary, whatever you want to label or not label yourself. I highly recommend this podcast. Highly recommend. Because it by listening to him, I've learned a lot about all the challenges that men also face. And it kind of triggered a conversation with my mom about my dad. So my dad passed away when I was 17. My sisters were 13 and 9. And I started having this conversation with her to learn more about my dad. Of course, I have memories with him, but I don't have a whole spectrum of specific memories. So I started asking questions because I really thought that the way that I am right now and all I stand for was really because of my dad passing and seeing my mom really supporting, running her own business, supporting raising three children and being very, very strong. And I was wrong with that. That was not what really impacted my life, was really prior to that. Mm. And I learned that my dad was a feminist. And let me break it down for you guys. What does that mean to me, right? So I asked my mom, like, how is dad, you know, when you start, you know, building your own business, like you guys had three kids, you guys were so young and, you know, everything else. And it's like, your dad was always like very, very supportive to anything. And the funny thing that she said, and then I connected the dots, is that there was no gender roles within our household. My dad knew how to do the laundry, iron clothes. He could do anything there. He will take care of us, no problem. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, what was that? And she's like, and here's the thing. And I also learned how to fix everything. He taught me how I could fix like an iron. Our shower head broke. I was like, what are you talking about? Over here, we just like get a new one. You know, go to Home Depot, get a new one. He's like, no. We put things apart and put all back together. And I was like, so that is what I do now? I put things apart and put all back together. That's for another story. Don't get freak out, Liz. You probably never heard about this, but you know.
No, that's so you. You do take things apart and put them back together. You are like, I see you that way. Like very simple. You do, but you do it, right? You could do it visually. You could do it digitally. You could do it physically, right? So not to interrupt, but I see that
literally
way.
We can put like a blender all apart and put it back together. No problem. Find the mistake and put it back. So it's just weird. And then I thought like, oh my gosh, I remember one time. So three girls, right? My dad, we will ask him, can we just like do makeup on you? He was like 6'2", more or less. Can we do makeup on you? And he's like, he will lay down on the floor and we'll do makeup on him, do his hair, paint his nail. And I remember one time he fell asleep. And then the next day he went to work. And when he got to work, you know, when you wash your face, but you just like wash very quickly, he had makeup on. We did his hair, right? So he saw the hair barely, but his nails and everything else, he went to work like that. And he was like, he thought it was very funny. He didn't make anything out of it, but it is just very interesting to see like, all the things that shaped me didn't happen after my dad passed, was really prior, how he, you know, how supported my mom to do anything, and also step up to not be like a babysitter or help my mom, but really like stand in a position that he is capable, able of doing things. Probably was not perfect as my mom wished, right? Whatever. But it was his way to do things. And I do think that a lot of the things that he did really impacted how I am right now, because I had that role model that unconsciously help or form who I am right now, and especially how I am in real estate, right? I don't wake up and say, oh shoot, I'm a woman here, I won't be able to run a project. I just go inside the project. I've done this many times. My first job at 16, I was doing automation. That's funny, Liz. I was doing automation and I was fixing an elevator. And I said to the guy that was helping, I need a ladder so I can stand up, so I can speak to everybody, so they can hear what I am saying and explain this SOP so they can function. They can use this elevator here properly within the company that I was working for. So I look back and I was like, damn, how much was that from him? I thought that was from my mom, right? She's very powerful and all of that. But how much was from him? And how does that really help me right now in real estate? And most important, how I'm raising my son. I think that's the kicker there.
Yeah. I love that. And I love that process. So like if you broke that process down of what you went through, like you listened to something that inspired you and that gave you some kind of like food for thought. And you got curious, you know, about your own path, right? Your own upbringing. You could have just like not talked about it, right? You could have just kind of gone about your day and kept moving, but you didn't, right? You actually, you know, and I know your mom lives with you, so it's not like you don't talk to your mom, but it brought this new conversation to the table with your mom, right? And then you discovered these things that you didn't even really fully appreciate or even know, right, about your dad. And then now that's giving you kind of food for thought about passing those things along to your son.
Yeah.
And what a fascinating process, right? Of awareness of like, it's like living consciously. And I think that's really critical, right? I mean, not only specifically of like what your dad kind of passed along to you and how that shaped who you are, but how important is it to know some of those things? And we don't always get those things from our parents until we start to seek and get curious. I've had conversations like that with especially my older sister, because she remembers things. She's 6 years older than me that I don't remember, that she tells me. And I'm like, huh, I didn't know that, you know? And it's so, but now I'm more curious. And I think we do need to understand those things so we can consciously live moving forward.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
What do we take and what do we leave, right?
Yeah. And one thing that I also encourage everyone to think about, how am I contributing to the stereotypes for men and for women? Not just for women, but for men too. How am I contributing to keep that, or am I reframing it? Because my son lives with me and my mom, and I surely want him. I look at him as a human being, and he's learning how to do laundry, not on his own, of course, but he contributes to that. Because I don't want him to be dependent. I want him to be independent to the sense that he's capable of doing other things independently of his gender. It is okay for him as a man, a future man, right, to share his thoughts, to cry, to be upset, to, you know, have different feelings and speak about it with me freely, not based on his gender. And I think that we're all raising children right now that are going to make a difference in the future, and not face the same things that you know, my grandparents are facing, my mom was facing, we are facing now. Hopefully they will face different things, but, you know, the gender roles wouldn't be one of them. That would be my dream.
Really neat. Yeah. And I think that is so connected, if you think about it, to what we're all about with financial freedom, especially in this business of investing.
Yes.
and construction and rehabs and, you know, what women should be doing, what men should be doing. I mean, we're, mm-hmm. you know, definitely, you know,
exactly.
definitely don't agree with those roles in our own business, let alone that transpires into our life. It's all connected. And very cool. That's really neat. Sounds like awesome. A really neat guy.
Yes, he was. It was very cool. So thank you so much, ladies, for listening. I would love to hear your stories. What do you think he made you who you are? And what are you doing now with the kiddos? Share with Liz and I would love to hear about you. And keep in mind, we are here to support you in your journey. We'll always have your back. Keep that in mind. Bye-bye.
If you enjoyed this podcast and want to receive updates on our next interviews, go to our website, therealestateinvestor.com. There, you can subscribe to our show, become part of our investor community, and get updates on upcoming episodes.
If you like our show, please share with other women who would benefit. And don't forget to leave us a rating on iTunes. We'd really appreciate it. And as always, we encourage you to take one action as a result of today's show and put it into motion so you can live both a financially free and balanced life. Thanks for spending time with us.
Ciao.